Central Alberta, so far, is not at risk of a drought, but municipalities are making sure they are ready for water shortages. A number of communities have been updating or introducing water conservation bylaws to provide a roadmap of what to do if water supplies are threatened. Town of Olds was the most recent community to get its ducks in a row by passing a new water conservation bylaw on Monday. The bylaw updates a 2018 water bylaw and is crucial for safeguarding our water resource, says a report to council. This revision reflects our commitment to fostering a culture of mindful water usage, ensuring resilience in the face of changing climates and growing needs. The new regulations require water-efficient plumbing fixtures that meet certain flush and flow standards for new residential developments or renovations, including multi-unit buildings. Water-efficient appliances, such as washing machines and dishwashers, are also required. Each new home must have at least one rain barrel and downspouts designed so that rainwater can be used for trees, shrubs, and lawns. Olds Infrastructure Director Adrian Pedro said making water conservation part of the development approval process is not common in smaller communities. It's more so a big city center requirement. But what that does is ask developments what they will do for water conservation, said Pedro. It is a big important step that's going to have to be incorporated in our planning and development reviews and processes. Pedro said town staff studied what other communities were doing before crafting regulations to reflect best practices. If there is a water shortage, the town can impose water restrictions that get progressively more strict through four stages. The first level limits landscape watering and similar uses to even or odd-numbered houses and days. By the fourth stage, residential water use is restricted to food consumption and preparation and for sanitary or hygienic purposes. Town. Wanda Blatts proposed an amendment, unanimously backed by council, that would further restrict watering between the hours of 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. City of Lacombe is looking at developing a similar four-stage water conservation plan. The first stage would include voluntary restrictions focusing on advisories, education, and information sharing. Although flow rates in the Red Deer River Basin, which provides Lacombe's water, are at average levels, and no restrictions have been recommended, residents are being urged to treat water as a precious resource and avoid using more than they typically do.